He's documented more than 1,200 instances of courts catching fictitious or erroneous material generated by AI, about 800 of those from the United States.
It's quite a lot, but at the same time, it's maybe not that much, given that everyone in the legal profession is using AI.
But even as lawyers rush to adopt AI, there is an ambivalence about it. Some see a stigma, while others, especially at big firms, brag about the analytical powers of their expensive new AI tools. With that ambivalence comes uncertainty about what the rules should be. Carla Whale is the director of the Law Library at the University of Washington Law School, where she's developing new training in AI ethics.
I don't think there is a consensus beyond you have to make sure it's correct. And so for us, that is the baseline.
When lawyers get in trouble for AI, it's not because they used it. That's not illegal. Rather, it's because they signed off on documents containing errors.
Whatever the generative AI tool gives you as look at these cases, you, under the rules of professional conduct, you have to read those cases. You have to read the cases to make sure what you are citing is accurate.
That's the baseline, but some want to go further. In recent months, some local courts have issued rules requiring lawyers to label everything that they produce with AI. The labeling rules aim to highlight which briefs to double-check and to maintain a clear line between what's human and what's not.